with the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. Mabel Dobbs hopes her granddaughters will one day take over her ranch, but she has her doubts. She got involved in ranching more than 30 years ago when she married her husband and now owns land on the Oregon border of Weezer, about 75 miles north of Boise. She also is a local organizer with the Idaho Organization of Resource Councils. Living through the farm crisis of the late 80s, Dobbs just watched corporate producers take control of the ag market in recent decades, pushing out smaller players. But she says Americans' growing consideration of what they eat gives her hope.
The individual's point of view that I want something better than what I've been feeding my family or I've been eating for my own health benefits, I think we see a change. In all of these little small towns around here, we have every summer small farmers markets that run for 6 weeks, 2 months, which is a step in the right direction.
Christina Stucker-Gassy with the IORC says the high cost of local and organic food still stands in the way of many families on a budget.
But a lot of research has been happening recently to show that nutrient density of fresh fruits and vegetables is actually able to offset the initial cost at the register because you're getting better and more nutrients per serving.
But she says smaller producers need to get organized. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.